What's going on, everybody? It is Jason Rosin, and I am back here for another one of my short form videos. This week, we're going to go over the top five sleepers for the RBC Canadian Open. Now, I know everybody might be looking ahead to next week at the U.S. Open, where there is three chances to win $1 million. Although the top end of that is very pricey, $4,000 buy-in. But this week, we're going to give you a chance and the plays to win a satellite to maybe get you into that for much cheaper money, or to help you win the big prize being offered this week, $200,000 to first. Also want to thank Prize Picks, our new sponsor of these short form videos. Tell you about a sweet deal we've got going on with them and a couple of Prize Picks picks for the first round coming up on Thursday. Okay, let's jump right in. Make sure you like and subscribe to our channel here. It's the best way to get notified about new content or when this content comes on the air. So let's jump right into our sleeper picks here this week. As it is a little bit of a different week, if you've seen my value video, I've already mentioned that there's a very, very strong top end of the field and a very weak bottom end of the field. So I'm going to tell you guys about a golfer that many of you may not have heard of yet. His name is Chris Gutterup. That is right, Chris Gutterup, a recent college graduate, one of the top-ranked amateurs in the world, but now he is turned pro. And very similar to our buddy Colin Morikawa years ago, will make his PGA Tour debut here at the RBC Canadian Open 3 days after qualifying for the U.S. Open via local qualifying. So Gutterup came out as one of the medalists at his site and will be playing in his first ever major championship. But before he does, he will head to Canada playing the RBC Canadian Open, coming in at just $6,300 this week and 1% owned. If he does go on a Colin Morikawa type ascent, neither of those things will hold. He won't be $6,300 and he likely won't be 1% owned either. So let's take a flyer on a golfer that certainly is in good form coming into the week. Just came in the top seven of the NCAA individuals a week or two ago as well. So for Gutterup, let's see how he does in his first couple starts. A golfer that certainly had the college accolades that Gutterup has had, but has struggled maybe a little bit on tour to find some consistency. His top end is great. When he's on, he is coming in the top five. And I'm talking about Brandon Wu. He's coming in at just $6,900 this week, relatively cheap, 4.2% owned. So we like his ownership a lot as well. Now for Wu and for pretty much everybody, of course, this week, nobody has had course history, or at least none that we can mention. It was 2010 was the last time this was played, 12 years ago. So if anybody did have that, well, it's not really important, even though it was 12 years ago. Now for Wu, he's coming off a 69th place finish at Muirfield Village at Memorial, but at least he made the weekend and had a chance too, went into the weekend under par, but finished in almost last place, 69th. Still making the weekend, maybe it will give him a little bit of confidence going into this week. Missed cut 2 weeks ago, but it was about a month ago where he came in the top five, one of his best PGA Tour finishes. Okay, let's look at his strokes gained rank this season, see where he's good. 108th off the tee, 134th on the approach, 186th around the green, 54th with his putter. All right, next guy I want to talk about is Matt Wallace. Matt Wallace was a guy coming from the DP World Tour. Ended up playing very good over here, almost won the Valero Texas Open last year against Jordan Spieth, but then went on a really rough patch. However, went back to the DP World Tour a couple of weeks ago and finally found form. He's coming fifth and 18th in his last two starts. Now he comes back over here this week to a course that is not overly long, should require good accuracy off the tee, and he should be something like he's used to playing over on the DP World Tour. So we'll give him a chance coming in the mid sevens at his price. Taking his strokes gain rank this season, see why he's doing bad. He's almost last off the tee, rank 199th. 153 on the approaches, 167 around the green, and his putter, 194. Whenever you're 199 off the tee and 194 putting, doesn't matter how good you are with your irons, you're not going to be making many cuts. However, like I said, I believe the form broke a couple of weeks ago, and we should see him play all 4 days here this week. All right, last two golfers. Going to be very tough this week to find golfers that are priced over $8,000 and are going to be under 10% owned. But Brendan Todd, coming in at $8,200, right now has a projection of less than 5%, could be one of them. He's coming off a couple of weeks ago where he finished one of his best finishes of the season. He came in third at the Charles Schwab Challenge. And he's a guy that really focuses on his short game to gain his strokes. 173rd off the tee, 111 on the approach, but then it gets better. 48th around the green and fifth putting. I think this week, with the course being relatively short and fairways being at a premium to hit, Todd could find himself continuing that form he found a couple of weeks ago. All right, lastly, I'm going to go with my one Canadian golfer that I feel has a great chance to win this week and is under 10% owned. Yes, I do like Corey Connors this week, but I also like Adam Hadwin. His price goes from 6,900 to 9,300, and with that, will likely be under 10% owned. Could be under 5% owned, coming off an 18th place finish last week where he spurred on a hole in one on Friday to help him make the cut and then played well over the weekend. And he's having a really good season on top of that. You look at a strokes gain rank and see why. 130th off the tee. That's fine. He doesn't hit the ball far. It's the other stats that are important. 31 on the approach, 21 around the green, and top 75 in putting. That's why he is so consistent this year. Really like him going into the week. Plus, his ownership is going to be relatively low. So that is going to do it for my top five sleepers here. Now we're going to move on to prize picks. First, let's go over our sleepers one more time. Gutter up, Woo, Wallace, Todd, and Hadwin. Okay, now on to prize picks, where if you have not played over there with them, well, first off, I'm going to tell you a little bit about them. They are daily props-based contests. And if you're a member here with Osmo, or if you have not signed up over on Prize Picks yet, well, you're going to use promo code Osmo for $100 first match deposit. That's a great start to get you going. There are no sharks. There are no optimizers or mass entries. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. And you can select up to five golfers or athletes, I should say, because you can use cross-sport entries. And if you pick five, you can net up to 10x your entry fee. So pretty cool there. Click the link in the video description below to head to Prize Picks or to download the download Prize Pick app in the App Store or Google Play. Now, let me give you an example here of some of the things that you can expect to see. Let's just say that you're a big NBA Finals fan and you want to pick one. Well, some of the things that they offer, and they offer a lot: points, assists, rebounds, points plus assists plus rebounds, fantasy score, three-pointers made, etc. So I'm going to keep it simple, though. I'm going to go Jason Tatum. It's 27.5 points. Going to have a huge game three. He's going to put up about 35 or 40. So I'm going to click him. He's going to be my first one. Now, if you checked out my value video, you'd have seen that I talked about Cameron Smith against Justin Rose and Rory McIlroy as my two picks there. So I'm going to give you two different ones just so that we can mix it up a bit. And here's what we're going to look at. We are going to take a look at Scottie Scheffler is going up against Harold Varner III in that birdies or better matchup for the first round. And Scottie Scheffler is certainly playing good golf, and Harold Varner coming off a 45 on Sunday. That'll be a lot to bounce back from. So we'll take Scottie Scheffler in that matchup, and we'll take Jason Tatum over 27.5 points. That is going to get you a 3x payout. So you bet 20, you win 60 there. So that is exactly how Prize Picks works. And thank you to them for the sponsor. Check them out. A fun way to try and either short players or go long players that you have a good read on. So, okay, that's going to do it for me here this week on my sleepers video. Of course, make sure you check out the value videos and our live videos here on the Osmo YouTube channel, the PGA TOUR Strategy Show today. This is Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Also, check out playback. Also, the Live Before Lock Show. That's going to be Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Given the NBA Finals, we got bumped up. So, Ben Raz and I will be on there to break everything down for the RBC Canadian Open. Until then, everybody, thanks for joining me here and good luck. We will see you on the other side.